Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Lansing, Michigan, and earned an engineering degree from MSU. He moved to San Diego and spent 16 years in the aerospace industry. In 1996, he and his wife Denise moved back to Traverse City and co-founded the Grand Traverse Pie Company, which today has 17 locations featuring a fast casual format, and they obtain 95% of its purchases from in-state companies. His name, Mike Busley. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome. We're with Mike Busley. He and his wife Denise co-founded the Grand Traverse Pie Company in 1996. Mike, welcome, an honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. Pleasure to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
Sure. I'm from Lansing, Michigan, as you mentioned, and I'm an only child. And let's see, my mom, my mother worked at Oldsmobile, and when she became down in Lansing, and when she became pregnant with me, she tells me that when she had me, the rules were you couldn't come back. She had to leave the company, and you couldn't come back for 5 years. That's kind of a little different time and era. So I have a little bit of experience in the auto industry through my parents. My dad was a sign painter and worked for a local advertising company in Lansing. My mom ended up entering the workforce, so I had two working parents, and mom was a office manager for a doctor in town. they were not college educated, but they always instilled in me that that was something that I wanted, I needed, and I was just going to do. So it was kind of always in my mind that that was the course for me to take. MSU being right down the street, I was very, that was where I was going to go. I was a fan. My uncle went there and was a three-athlete star in the 40s and 50s. So it was kind of in our family. That was the place to go. And so that's kind of where I ended up.
Mike, what's the biggest things you learned from your mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from your dad?
Well, I think they're hard workers. My mom, I always respected mom because she tried to do it all. She, back in the day, there were a lot of families I saw that the moms were kind of home moms, and mom tried to do the work thing and the home thing, and always was very tuned into me. And so I always knew that, you know, the love and the respect that she showed me, I just feel like we had a great relationship. And she really meant a lot. Very bright gal. Just didn't make the choice to go off to school and further her career professionally. I think a lot of gals probably in the 40s didn't really look at it that way. She could have done that, but, you know, that just wasn't the timing for her. But very intelligent and very hardworking, just a great person.
In 1 week, we celebrate Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I've read many times that the greatest thing a dad can do for his children is to love their mom.
Mm-hmm.
You and Denise have three children. Talk about that, Mike.
With my father?
Yes.
It's interesting when you're young growing up, and your view of parents and the family around you is somewhat... it's pretty pure, and it's pretty, single-dimensional. I think my dad loved my mom. I know my dad loved my mom, and I know he loved me. They didn't have the real strong, outgoing, gregarious-type relationship, which I guess in the back of my mind always concerned me a little bit, not knowing, having a real reference point. Dad was a great person, absolutely great person. I think he had some regrets in life and had some health issues. Didn't really take care of himself. I don't think the culture back then, when you're smoking non-filter Camels and, you know, having a few beers, wasn't really looking at exercising and eating right. So that kind of caught up with him as a sign painter with lead-based paint. So I could kind of watch a steady decline in his health, and his demeanor over the years, and that I think that affected me greatly. So I just always felt kind of sad for my dad, and I think he could have been a happier guy no matter what he would achieve in life. But I think when you grow up in that kind of a setting, then when I met my wife and fell in love and we had our children, then that it kind of inspired me. So my dad inspired me to make sure that I'm there for the kids and my wife. Dad was, but not as much as he could have been due to his health and some depression. And I just always felt that it was, as a father, like you mentioned, your role is to be that solid, reinforcing optimist that will kind of be the rock and be the foundation and the direction of the family. So in a very significant way, he helped me do that.
Mike, you went to MSU. You get an engineering degree. Talk to us about a career in engineering today.
Well, a career in engineering today. It's been a while since I've been in engineering school, and I really ended up in the business world fairly early out of engineering school, out in aerospace business. But I think I ended up in California because in the early 80s, it's a lot like it is now. There were not a lot of jobs here in Michigan. Manufacturing was suffering, as it is even more now. And engineers need parts to design and systems to design. And we need, I think as an engineer today, there's a lot of innovation out there. The engineers, it's not from my day of designing the next structural part for a car, but what's the system, the electrical system for the next, you know, whatever medical device or biomed. I mean, there's a whole another level of engineering that that we didn't even know about back then. And I have a good friend who is a CEO of a company out in Denver, and he tells me the engineers he hires, because I'm hiring pipe people now, they are so bright and so they're ready to multitask and they need challenge, and they are prepared so well in the universities today. We just need to give them good, solid careers to follow, because otherwise they're going to end up choosing to do something else.
We're talking to Mike Busley. When we come back, we'll ask him about the 16 years he spent in the aerospace industry in Southern California. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're with Mike Busley, who leaves Lansing, goes to Southern California, 16 years in the aerospace industry. Share that with us, Mike.
Sure. as I mentioned, there weren't a lot of opportunities in Michigan at the time, 1980. There were a lot of opportunities out west, out in the Southern California region. The defense business was really ramping up. They needed a lot of new engineers, business folks. So they came and recruited back at MSU, and I imagine people still recruit today to campuses back in the Midwest. And I remember our instructors when we were taking class, you know, fellas, you got to do better on that test. Those engineers at Purdue are going to beat you out of those good jobs, you know. So there was motivation to do good, and then in the wintertime, the other companies would come along and interview, and there was this tan guy from L.A., you know, and it's as a Midwestern guy, it sounded like a great adventure to go take on a job out west and just see what that's all about. The original thinking was stay out there a year or two and come back, but it turned into a career and lasted much longer. I was at Hughes. We development of the Apache helicopter, which was very exciting. I ended up at General Dynamics down in San Diego in 84. We were doing the Atlas and Centaur launch vehicles, cruise missile launchers, fuselages for DC-10. They had about 22,000 people in San Diego, 7 facilities, test sites, a real energetic place to work, a lot of new programs, a lot of great minds out there. My general manager was the deputy director from NASA, Dr. Alan Lovelace, and it was great to just be in a room in a meeting with him and work with folks of that caliber. So as a young engineer in a brand new setting with all these great minds and these great projects, it was just very invigorating for me.
It's 1995. You're making $100,000. They love you. You've got a great future. And you and Denise meet a 75-year-old lady named Liz Smothers.
Mm-hmm. Liz was actually 65 at the time. She's more 62. But anyway, little background. It was very invigorating at General Dynamics. But then through the early 90s, the budgets were changing. The motivation of the management kind of changed. A lot of the good people were leaving. That company of over 20,000 was 250 when I left. A lot of the divisions had been relocated to other parts of the country. And I could see eventually that was going to happen to me. So the company campground, the company yacht club, the parks, the parties after you win a new program, those had all stopped. So I felt very like the company that I loved did not care about me anymore. So Denise and I wanted at that point, let's move back to our roots. Let's move back to Michigan, raise our kids. Kelly was 5, Bobby was 1. Let's do it now. I was turning 40, kind of a period for me to reflect. So based on the career direction and our desire to move back to Michigan, we kind of just opened up our minds and were thinking, what are we going to do? Met Liz Smothers, just wandered into a pie shop in Julian, California in the fall of 1995 and really fell in love with the smells, the sights, the sounds of this pie company and observed Liz and her sons working behind the counter and interacting with the guests. And it was just one of those moments. And I think folks probably go on vacation, and when you're on vacation, you know, you can kind of observe others and just think, God, I'd like to stay here and do that. So that was kind of the moment we had. So then over time, I kind of had that seed of a thought and put that in context with Traverse City, Michigan, and could we recreate what Liz had created in Julian around apple pies in Traverse City around cherry pies. So developing a business plan, taking a few trips. And the key, as you mentioned, Liz, she agreed. I contacted her and showed her my business plan and said, this is what I'd like to do. The problem is I don't know how to make pie. I think I can make this business work because I see your pie and it's wonderful. If I can know how, if I knew how to make that, then I think from the rest I could handle from a staffing and marketing and operations and vendor management. I think I can do those things. I'm not a baker. Well, thank God for Liz. Liz, she is a wonderful individual and made a difference. She said, I'll train you and Denise. It was for a fee, but we went up and worked for a couple of weeks, put on aprons and learned how to make pies. And she was a natural industrial engineer. She was a baker, but I could see the throughput through her pie shop. It wasn't just a lady with an apron making one at a time. It's like, this can be a business. So that was the roots, the foundation of what we started with in Traverse City.
If there's a listener tonight, Mike, that says, I'm where you were in 96. I need a change. I need a mentor. I need a Liz Smothers. I need a gift from God, an angel from God. How do I find that person?
Well, I don't know that there's one right answer like many things, but I think open your mind. There's folks that feel, I think if they feel the way that I did, there are folks that will think, well, I'm just stuck. This is the way it's going to be. And there's others that will think, I'm going to open up. I'm going to kind of just observe and think and talk to some people. The more you just open up and talk about it, a door may open. You may sense something or see something that you might have been right there all along. But if you kind of allow yourself to put that in the forefront and you really, it's the power of intention. If that's really what I want, and I think a few things were aligning for me that made it stronger at that period of time so that when Liz did appear, it was easier for me to see because I was turning 40. I wasn't happy in the career. We wanted to move to the Midwest. My father's health was ailing. Actually, no, my mother's health was ailing. My father had passed away back home in the Midwest. I felt had some guilt there. It was a lot drawing me back here. So all those things aligned, and I think with Denise helping just talk about it and process it, it just happened. So I don't know. It wasn't over the top right in front of me, but it just kind of happened. And through just discussions, pursue that conversation with someone that you think, maybe I don't want to do that. Pick up the phone and call them. And you never know who might be that mentor, because I think it's important for us all to have mentors. You know, I've sought out some folks in Traverse City because my father's gone. I respect people that have done great things for the community and for their businesses. And I'm open to that. And I think a lot of folks are. So it's just be open and seek out mentors when you can.
Zig Ziglar arguably is the greatest motivational speaker of the last 30 years. His first book, See You at the Top, mm-hmm. 41 times in the book, he says, quote, "You can get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want."
Mm-hmm.
Liz did that to you. And Denise, you've done that to a lot of people. Talk to us about that quote.
Well, that I've not read his book, but that really resonates with me. If it wasn't for Liz and a banker up north that really took a risk with a guy who'd never owned his own business and helped sponsor an SBA loan, it wouldn't have happened. So there's a few people have helped with my career change. So I think what we wanted to do with the pie company was create a place where it's never going to go away. An employee of mine does not have to wake up and think, am I going to get right size, downsize? If I'm doing a good job and I believe in the values of the company, then I'm going to be taken care of. You get what you put out there. And I think we try to do that in all of our communities with all of our pie folks. It's that culture we're creating and trying to get better at communicating. It's all about the leadership of our brand and our franchisees and general managers on the same page to truly help the employee and make them a true partner and a stakeholder in our business, because then everything aligns itself. And I think that's what Zig was talking about.
You and Denise decide to go to Traverse City. You never lived there. You've never baked a pie. You've never run a business. It's been very successful. What makes Traverse City so special, Mike?
Oh, there's many things. It's beautiful. You know, it's a little bit isolated. The people that are there because they want to be there, I think. There's a lot of stories like mine that people have come and sought out a new start. And the passion for the area as well as what they're doing have just created an energy up there. And we really want to bring that energy, because it's not just Traverse City. There can be positive energy in Detroit, in Grand Rapids, in all the communities. If we focus on what's good, it's easier in Traverse City maybe because it's right there in front of us. But there's good things everywhere, and we really feel like we're happy to have people come and visit, and that's wonderful, and that's made us successful up in Traverse City. But creating the focus on what's good in all of our communities will help us on a daily basis to have a different outlook of our own lives and where we live. And there's opportunity to do that. And that's really I think we've been in business now for 13 years and we're very pleased with how it's gone. Our desire is to bring that same energy that Denise and I had to all of the communities. At least for us, we're starting pie companies. That's our role. How do we make that a positive thing for each community? Not just more dollars in the bank account. How do we make it a positive thing for those that we encounter in the community that work for us or that live and work around us, and make a positive effect on that community? That's what we want to spend the next several years working on.
We're talking to Mike Busley, and I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
Welcome back. We're with Mike Busley, the co-founder of Grand Traverse Pie Company, which today consists of 17 locations. Mike, you've said to me in the past that the object is to delight the customer and profits will follow.
Yes. We feel like in our business, and as in many businesses, if we focus on the experience for the customer or guest, as we call them, if we focus on that experience, the quality of the product, the quality of the surroundings, and certainly not last and least, the quality of the experience with our people, then they will feel value and they will, it will be memorable, and they will return. And that's what it's all about, connecting with people, and they will be loyal supporters of the brand wherever they encounter us, whether it's in the community or whether it's in our shop.
You've also said, Jack, it's simply people.
And it is, and it starts, we feel that it's people are looking for warmth, they're looking for trust, whether it's our own pie people or whether it's folks that come in and grace us with their business. People are looking for more than just a relevant experience where it's a paycheck or I'm filling my stomach with food. They're looking for something that I think that resonates with them. It goes deeper than just filling that physical need. And that's the foundation of our business. And that's the message that we're working on now. We're trying to become more effective of communicating that message within our communities and within our own pie family. There's 370 folks now. And it's a challenge for any brand as it kind of goes from stage one of startup to stage two as a, you know, a stable business poising for more growth, to not lose the spark and the culture. And for us, it's all about the people, and we're focusing on that.
You and your franchisees employ a lot of young people. Talk to us about young people today. What are they like? How do you motivate them, mm-hmm. et cetera?
Well, I think we need to stay in touch with them. Like any decision one makes when hiring, you need to assess the kind of the DNA of the individual. Are they the types that really wants to be a people person, that really wants to interact with folks? That's all we need to start with. If we have that, then we can teach, just like Liz taught me, how to make the pie or how to make the panini sandwich or the salad or the cappuccino. With the willingness to learn, with the ability to relate, have enough self-confidence and poise to relate to others, is really the core of the people. And there's young people out there that have that. I think we need to take a little time with the folks. We can't expect immediate performance. We have to try to understand. I'm 53. There's a generation there, and how to communicate. We're doing some video things to help them learn better, some better tools. We need to be, because the new generation is learning in different ways. We're sensitive to that, and we're developing new ways to communicate with the folks so they can truly grasp kind of the essence of what we're talking about. But we have found some just outstanding young folks that have come into the pie family. We've got relationships with some culinary schools, and there's some great folks coming out of those schools that are they're in the food business because they want to be there, they're serious about it, and they've been taught well about hospitality and values. So we've been very pleased with the young folks.
Mike Busley, 95% of your purchases are from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that?
Well, it's the passion of what I guess it all started with Denise and I wanting to have a real company, a company where every day you can see the fruits of what you're doing, and that just goes from there. If we're going to have a real company where you can go into every one of our shops and see our quiche and our pot pie or our pies being made from scratch, let's use local products as much as we can as well. My partner Tim Rice came up through the Lipari food business, and before that with a commercial grocery store in Traverse City. We go back a long time, but he was able to, with his position in Lipari Foods and seeing the potential for growth in our company, he was able to convince the folks at Lipari, and they're a great company, a little plug for them there, but they were willing to source the fruit that we wanted as a small company with not a lot of locations, the four locations. They were willing to source the fruit from Michigan, the blueberries, the apples, the cherries. They were willing to source the flour from King Flour over in Lowell. So they're passionate about it as well. So it really goes beyond just us to our suppliers, who are also willing to work with us in align with our goal of purchasing as much from Michigan as possible. Our franchisees are very passionate about that too. We met about a month ago and we went through a tasting of many things, and at the top of their mind was, is this from Michigan? So it's really great to see that energy is expanding through our system, and we really want to use that message to promote that through other businesses. And I know there's other businesses doing it, and we want to just recognize and basically reward those actions, hopefully with loyalty from our guests.
How can our listeners learn more about your organization?
Well, visit one of our 17 locations would be the best, because then they would learn in with their eyes and ears and noses and mouths what we're all about. Our folks would love to inform them about where the cherries come from, where the blueberries come from, and the values of our company and where the locations are. We're a fast casual a brand with many things to offer. We have a website, gtpie.com, which we there's a lot of information about us with our locations and our offerings. Lunch, breakfast, lunch, dinner. We're a fast casual restaurant, basically.
What do you mean, Mike? Fast casual restaurant?
That's kind of a term that I think, unless you're really in the business, that might not be that recognizable. Let me say, quick service is McDonald's, Taco Bell, KFC. Casual dine is Outback, Red Lobster, Olive Garden. In between quick service and casual dine is fast casual. We offer a flavor profile upgrade and ambiance greater than a quick service, without the full table waiting and alcohol and tips of a casual dine. So you can come in and basically define your experience in a Grand Traverse Pie Company. A lot like a Panera, a lot like a Corner Bakery, a Cosi. Those are other participants in the fast casual market. It is the fastest growing segment in the food business at about 15% a year. We feel very blessed that our model is right solidly in the middle of that as a bakery cafe in the fast casual market. But what that means is we have breakfast quiche, breakfast sandwiches, espresso, panini sandwiches, wonderful salads. Our number one selling item, chicken pot pie, which is great for dinner. We're open from 7 a.m. to basically 9 at night, 9 to 10 at night. So we're there all day long. A guest can walk in and define their experience, just walk up to the counter and order, sit down, read the paper. We have Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi. And so it's kind of like a Panera, Starbucks kind of an interior feel with a wonderful array of pie, obviously, our cornerstone, and great products that are chock full of Michigan ingredients.
We're talking to Mike Busley, and I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything Is Possible with Jack Crisula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with Mike Busley, and his and theirs is definitely a Michigan great news story. Mike, you've said, quote, "It's part of our mission to be engaged in our communities." Why?
Well, we feel like it gets back to do the right thing. And a business is in a community. When you open your doors, you are, whether you want to be or not, you are part of that community. And since we've chosen each of our businesses where to be, then we need to, it's just natural for our people, and they are passionate about this as well as I am, you want to be involved in what goes on in the community because you're part of it. And I think that's just a natural thing. And we have the ability through this business. Sometimes if you have a job, when I was with General Dynamics in San Diego, it's very hard for me to integrate with the community because I'm one of many in a company that I'm not really that close to the community from a business standpoint. We have our pie shops are intimate. They're small. They're one in a community. There's not 10 in a community. There's one. So we can serve as that common, we can align with causes in the community that resonate with our franchisees or with Denise and I, and we can make a difference on a on a small scale, but we can truly make a difference. And there's nothing better than feeling like you're making a difference in a community. The employees, we have Katie up in Traverse City will take pies over to the hospitality house for the guests who are visiting their very ill relatives. That's just one example of how she feels incredible to do that. And she's doing it because it's in her heart. But if our business can align ourselves with causes within the community, it makes you feel good. And it's good. And it makes the employees feel good. And it strengthens the brand. I think the folks in the community feel good about, if you can trust and respect a business, that doesn't get any better. And that's really what the goal that we have at the Pie Company.
If there's a listener listening tonight that says, wow, here's a man who at 40 was having doubts, unfulfilled, and now he's alive. He's excited. He's working 80, 90 hours a week. That listener says, I'm worried, I'm unfulfilled. Mike, what should I do?
Well, I think it's anything is possible. Anything is possible. First, having the mindset that if I'm truly not happy, why am I not happy? What's that element? What's that root cause of why I feel the way I do? And what can I do to work on it? Whether it's your career, whether it's your relationship, or whatever's bothering you, if you can get to the root cause and feel like you're making progress, then I think you'll be happy, whether it's your job or whatever it might be in your life. I think during the Olympics last year, they were polling the folks in China. The happiness coefficient or whatever was much greater. They had much less than us, but they were happier. Why? Because they thought things were getting better. So your perspective on happiness is, the way I feel, is that do I think things are getting better for me or not? And if they are, then I'm happy I'm on that path. If I can be disciplined and focused, you've got to do that. It's not going to just come to you. But do you know why? And are you focusing on what are those things that I can do on a daily basis to feel like I'm getting better? And it may take a long time, but I think happiness is feeling like I'm moving in the right direction. So that would be my advice.
You're a Michigan businessman. 95% of the purchases from Michigan. This state badly needs to get the can-do attitude back.
Mm-hmm.
You have that, Mike Busley. How does this state get this back?
You know, I just came back from a retreat this weekend with Edward Lowe Foundation. We were fortunate enough to be one of the Michigan top 50 businesses to watch last year. And one of the Edward Lowe Foundation sponsors that, and they have a retreat down in Cassopolis. And I was completely energized because there were 24 other second stage entrepreneurs down there, and most of them from Michigan, and it was just incredible the different innovative ideas that people have right now that we don't know about. I learned a lot, but it's like, boy, it sure would be nice. And I think Corp, we were fortunate enough to be one of the economic bright spots, and they do a nice job trying to promote the bright spots. We need to do a better job of that, I think. You know, and it's tough because there are tough things happening, but the more I can just use myself as an example this weekend. I am so energized by the potential in this state, by the folks that I met and the work they're doing in their companies right here in Detroit, in many cases, that we just need to hear that story, because then you build energy when you feel like you're part of something that's really not going the wrong way. We're digging out and going the right way.
Another person with a great restaurant is Johnny Giannopoulos, 12 Mile and Middle Belt. Great friends with Chuck Daly for years. And Chuck, great man, died recently. And Johnny went down to visit him in Florida. He had got pancreatic cancer, died very quickly. And a week or so before he died, Johnny went to see him. And as Johnny was leaving, Chuck said, Johnny, look forward, don't ever look back.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny's walking out of the room, and in his feeble way, he says, Johnny, come back here. Johnny, remember, look forward, never look back. What does that say to you, Mike Busley?
Well, I completely agree with that. I think history shapes who we are, where we are at this moment, but then it's up to us to go forward from there. So I think it's all right to know how you got to where you were. How did the state get to where it got? The manufacturing or you as a person, but that will only be beneficial in getting you to where you need to be. I think one of the economists, Charles Ballard from MSU, said it well. The 50s will never be here again. We cannot live in that mindset. We have to live, what's the innovation of the future? All that wisdom has brought us to where we are today, but what are we going to do with it now and see where we are and put the efforts towards the innovation that we're going to need to do to get to where we want to be in the future?
In the immortal words of Yogi Berra, the future ain't what it used to be. Talk to us, Mike, about giving back. You and Denise, great proponents of giving back.
Yeah, it's greater than Denise and I now. I know we kind of founded the business, and we have that at our core of our passion. We truly believe that the more you give, the more you receive. And as a brand now, we have aligned with some brand-wide causes to give back, and we encourage. And there's a lot of local, our franchisees, our contributing locally, and it makes us all feel great. And I guess just that's, give back whenever you can. How much does one need? I just see there's things about executive compensation. How much does somebody need to be happy? It's about happy. And if you feel like you're moving in the right direction, giving back is moving in the right direction. So that's a key component of happiness, I think.
Last advice, Mike Busley. Last question. What advice would you give to our young people tonight?
Yes. Be aware, I guess, work hard. You've got to put out maximum effort. And that's what I've told my kids as well. If you're going to do something, you've got to do it well. You'll feel better about yourself. So you've got to stay focused and give it your best shot and do whatever it takes. But when it all comes down to it, at the end, whatever it takes means do the right thing. And that will come from your heart. You stay focused, you be aggressive, but you've got to do the right thing. And that's for you and your family and your community. And if you feel good that you're doing that, then I think you're moving in the right direction.
Mike Busley, you are doing the right thing. You're a great role model. Success is a journey, not a destination.
Exactly.
And boy, you live that every hour of the day, you and Denise. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.
Believe in yourself.